Hi, I'm Mark. I'm an alcoholic. Thank you for asking me. My sobriety date is September 22nd, 2021. 103 days. Before that, I was, formerly a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I had almost 2 years of sobriety. And then I locked myself into a hotel room and sat there for 4 days and drank by myself and didn't answer my phone until my sponsor found me and came and drugged me out of there. And if he hadn't, I might still be sitting there drinking today. When I first came to Alcoholics Anonymous, I was, a pitiful, hopeless person. I had alienated myself from everybody that I knew, and was not dependable, could not draw a sober breath, could not be honest with myself or anybody else. And I needed help, and I was crushed, humiliated, and had no ego or any way that I could see of getting sober. Hey, Nikki. And I ended up in a halfway house, went through detox, and met some guys that were sober and happy and talked about themselves. They are armed with the facts about themselves, and they had conquered this thing from what I could see, and I really wanted to have that, and I didn't know how. So they were more than happy to sit down with me and take me through the 12 steps and show me what they did to eventually become happy in their lives. And I bought into it for a while. September 17th, 2021 is when I went back out. And if you had seen me on September 16th of this year, you'd see someone who was confident, who was active in their home group, who would walk around and glad hand everybody and knew everybody that was in the meeting and was interested in sponsoring people. And that was on the outside. I had come to a point in my life where I thought I had it figured out, and I thought that I could stay sober on my own, that I did not need any help. And the way people looked at me and saw me as this, sober person that was happy, I felt like I could not share my pain. I didn't want to crush, the image that I had drawn up in my own head as to what other people saw me as, which is something that I always dealt with my whole life. I was always really interested in what other people thought of me, still am. And because of my ego, I wasn't able to ask anybody for help. I wasn't able to tell anyone that I was struggling. And eventually I just couldn't take it anymore. I needed some relief. So shut my phone off, went and got a bottle of vodka, and went about drinking. And I was going to drink for a day. I was going to say, I can drink for a day, and then when I wake up in the morning, I'll take a shower, and I'll go back and not tell anybody that I drank. And that didn't happen, because I woke up in the morning, and I just had to keep drinking. I know that I'm an alcoholic. I know that once I start drinking, I have no control over how much I'm going to drink. But I had forgotten it. I thought I could just, the great obsession of every alcoholic is that one day I'll be able to drink like normal people. And I needed that reminder. My sobriety today looks a whole lot different than it did 4 months ago. I came to realize when I started going back over, that's one thing I do want to say. I got another sponsor. My sponsor had moved to Hawaii. And I really had to come back from a sense, I can't believe I did that. I'm sorry. Unbelievable. Let me turn that off. No one said turn your cell phone off at the beginning of the meeting. Sorry. I forget what I was talking about. What does that mean? I have 10 minutes left? Yeah, okay. I had a strong urge to come back and be like, you know what, let's go through this work, but I've already heard everything. I can read the book and quote it. And, you know, it's really a hard thing for me to hear my sponsor say something for me and me not say, oh yeah, I know that already. I had known that already for months, and it wasn't helping me any. I had to come back with a deflated ego and be able to just listen and just look at it from a new perspective. I needed a new way. And when I'm talking to him about how I went back out again, he's like, well, who did you know in your life that knew what was going on in your head, that you shared your problems with? And I said, nobody. I didn't do that. So he gave me an assignment right off. It's like, you're going to pick two or three people that you absolutely trust, and you're going to start calling them and just telling them what's going on. And I did that, and it was liberating. I didn't know how much that would help, letting people know when something bothered me. Like, something bothered me right off, and I was like, you know what? I had half a mind to call and curb the story so it didn't sound so bad, but I didn't. I just listened to him and said, all right, this is what's going on, and this has me pissed off, and this is where I'm at. And by sharing my problems and letting people know that I don't know what I'm doing, they were able to help me, and that helped me grow. Another big thing that I didn't do my first time of sobriety was I didn't trust God. I mean, I was able to pray and, you know, try to align my will with God, which means tell him what I needed and ask him to help me go about getting it. And when things didn't work my way, I mean, I figured I just had to just try harder and things would work out. It was a real shift for me to start just seeing things happen in my life, and no matter good or bad, just go with it and just assume that that's what God has in store for me, and to not have that control of my life, to give that up. Man, it's hard. So, really trying that trusting God thing. I didn't really try to clean up my past very much. Didn't go out and try to make amends. I have a lot of amends I have to do in New Jersey, and I still haven't done that. I have done the ones that I can here today. I never thought I would be able to do it. After I did the first one, it was a lot easier. I mean, I found out that when I'm telling somebody what I did wrong, it's like not like a big secret that they didn't realize I wronged them. They knew it too. And to be able to let them know that I know that I wronged them made it, it gave them the opportunity to say what they wanted to say to me, and an opportunity to see that I know what I did, and I'm trying to show some contrition. And I'm making a plan to go to New Jersey where I had to make these other amends. And I never would have done that before. I was like, you know what? That's 1,000 miles away. I don't have to do that. I'm never going to see those people again. But that's me doing half measures. I did sponsor some people before, but I did it for the wrong reasons. We're supposed to go and try to help other alcoholics because we love them and want to help them. I was doing it because I wanted to increase my resume. I wanted people to say, oh yeah, him, he's sponsoring these guys. Look how good he is. I just came at it from a completely selfish point of view. And, you know, there's a movie I like, and there's a line in it where a guy says, you know, sticking feathers up your butt doesn't make you a chicken. And, you know, I thought I was, you know, it says to do this, so I'm doing this, and everybody look at what I'm doing. That, but my reasons for doing them were just wrong. So today, I still have 5 minutes. You're kidding me. Anyway, I'm trying today to, I'm looking for a sponsee today. I did have an opportunity to sponsor somebody possibly that I had a resentment against, and I went to my sponsor and I told him about it. I was like, that should be what I should do, right? I mean, there's somebody I have a resentment towards and I'm going to try to help him. And he's like, well, are you doing that for him or are you doing that for you? Are you doing that because you love him and you want him to be better, or because you have, because you want to be, you know, a better person? And I had to admit that I was doing it for myself. So he said, well, maybe you should just leave him alone and, you know, feel free to call him, but you're not going to go out and help someone because you want to look good. You're going to have to wait until you're ready and you have, you know, God's will behind you, and you're doing it out of a sense of love. So I'm praying for the willingness to have those ideals. I'm trying really hard to be grateful for what I have today. And a lot of times I am. I mean, I still have times when I'm not grateful. I still have times when I'm resentful. I'm still full of fear. But today I'm calling people when I have those feelings and sharing them instead of keeping it all bottled up inside. And just trying to be as humble as I possibly can. So 107 days. Or 103 days, looking for 104. And I pray that the people that are in my life will check me when I'm trying to be arrogant, or whenever I try to talk about the good things that I'm doing. I mean, that's something that I learned too, is if I'm doing good for somebody and I tell other people about it, I'm looking for praise. I'm not doing it because I want to be helpful. And if all I'm looking for is praise from somebody else, and that's the only reward I'm going to get, I'm not going to get the true grace that I need in my life unless I'm doing it for somebody else and not for myself. So, we'll see. I hope it works out. I think that's been 10 minutes. Thanks.